If you've been to New York, you'll have probably seen the carriage horses that take the tourists around Central Park. And I was cycling through the west part of New York very early one morning, and I came across one of their stables. And it was an extraordinary place because it was now actually surrounded by garages for cabs and for cars. But there were these two beautiful carriage horses being washed, and they ended up transporting me too, but in a very different way. The carriage horses. I was cycling west when I saw them, a chestnut brown and a dapple grey, slab-shouldered, resting one hind hoof each, somewhere on a street between 9th and 10th, where the warehouses begin to lower and spread before this city gives altogether to the river's catwalks of stumps and slow-drifting freight. They weren't harnessed yet, their carriages on the sidewalk unbalanced without them, and their drivers hosing them, the thumbed fans of water splitting at their withers to soak their coats to seal skins, before mixing as it ran into a guttered froth of soap and piss. They weren't blinkered either, but so used to this, so docile against the highway's roar, settled under their muscle like a pair of punch-drunk heavyweights, their heads dropped and nodding, as if they still drew shadows of those carriages tipped beside them. I cycled on, but wish now I'd stopped. If for nothing else, then for their smell, and the memory it would have conjured of lying in a field against a sleeping horse's flank, articulated within the speech marks of its legs, into a world made briefly as ancient as the chestnuts on its hocks, devoid of time or cities or any other engine of our hunger.